Then Joshua secretly sent two spies from the Israelite camp that was in Ashkiah Grove and gave them the following instructions. Explore the land across the Jordan River well, especially around the city of Jericho. So the two men went out and arrived at the house of a prostitute named Rahab. And they spent the night there. But someone warned the king of Jericho. The Israelites came here tonight to spy on the land. So the king of Jericho sent him and ordered Rahab, take out the men who came to your house because they have come to spy on the entire territory. This is a word that in Joshua chapter 2, a true story, a story that was written there. I imagine it was not written in the Bible, just a record. But to write a message, even though it was written in that time, is still a force at this time today. A message about a new opportunity, the following daily opportunities, looking for the right people who decide to face them. And many times we risk the opportunities. However, sometimes we let them pass because we are so accommodated to the now. And we don't want to risk the comfort that we have. I want to tell you that in this series of demonstrations of faith, as we study it and speak of many men and women in the Bible who were moved by God so that that faith would bear fruit, most of them had to leave their space, their comfort zone, to be able to take risks and see that great things that God already had prepared for them. That's why today I'm going to talk about this woman, a woman who did not have a good reputation, a woman who did not enjoy being accepted because by many around her, a woman perhaps rejected, a woman who did not share with many for the work she does and for her resume. Sadly, my beloved friends, we are placed in the places of honor or low places in this world according to reputation, actions, or appearances. I hope that you are not like that and that we do not judge by appearances. There is someone who taught me that this is my Heavenly Father. If God will judge us by our appearances, maybe today we wouldn't be here. Through the word I have learned from situations in life, I learned that we do not deserve anything and that there are none of us who do good. At some point we fail, at some point we sin, at some point we do things that are not pleasing in the eyes of God. Or perhaps we think about them, or we speak of them. We are easy to catalog and put people on the list of errors. And we consider that those who have committed the most violent situations for us are the ones who deserve to die the fastest and to be put first in the first lines of that list. But let me tell you that simply because there are other people who do not sin as we do, it does not mean that they are worse than us. For God, sin is sin regardless of the order, size, or color that we want to give. Both a lie, like a bad thought or some foolish words, constitute sin before the Lord, as well as the one who kills. Adulterers are the same. Sin is not a word that develops in an order from 1 to 10, that develops a scale of worse sins. Sins are spoken to everything that is a violation of the law. This woman was a sinner, like everyone there in that city called Jericho. Jericho, it was the first city that Joshua had to conquer after they crossed the desert. They entered Canaan and arrived at the point of being the work of conquering lands. For them to settle in that place because it was a place that God had promised them. It was the place that God had told them they had to arrive because it was the land that God had promised them. Now Joshua begins the work. He designates two spies, and first they sent them to look at the earth to then generate a strategy. These two spies go to that place, come to spy on Jericho. Jericho, a large city with big walls, a quiet guarded city, and with a strong army. They realize that these two spies arrive there and start looking for them. I imagine these two boys looking for a place to hide because they are going to take their lives. They were enemies, potentially from Jerusha, but they came to a place perhaps for many it would not have been the best place. Perhaps they would have asked for advice. They would have told him, don't go to where that woman is, because for them as Israelites and as a holy nation, getting there for many maybe would have been scarlet. But God allowed us to go to that exact place. You know why? Because a life for God, rescuing a life, is a lot and it is valuable. These men came to this woman. Do you know how she was known? Her name was Rahab. And do you know what she is known? As a harlot. This woman was a prostitute. This is why she was not wanted. This woman, perhaps, she could be known as a scrape of society, and perhaps they are harsh words. But I am speaking to you with these words that perhaps you have heard, in which at some point you yourself have cataloged someone telling them, due to their condition, their physical appearances, you have cataloged it as the worst. Like a madame on the street, forgive my expression, and you have rejected them because you consider that you live well, that at least you dress well. You consider that you are good, but there is no one good on this earth. And they came to that place. Now, even though she was a woman whose job was not an honorable one, she had an act of faith. Everyone had heard about the people of Israel and the God that the people of Israel had, and that they came to take that land. This woman knew that they belonged to the people of Israel and hid them, made an act of faith, risking her life, her family, risking everything. Some will say, but this woman suddenly had nothing to lose. Of course, we do not know if suddenly she had children. This woman had a family and they lived there with her. When these boys arrived, she knew and heard of the God they had. And despite being a woman who perhaps practiced adultery, she had listened very well to the feats that God had done for this people. I imagine that she would have thought, Jericho is going to fall. Nobody is going to believe me. But today, I'm going to do an act of faith. I am going to hide these men, because when Jericho falls, I don't want to fall with them. I want to be saved along with my family. And I talked to these men and they said, if you are looking to kill them, but today I want to make a deal with you. Wow, this is powerful, because faith is about learning to wait for the right moment, not to worry, but to occupy yourself at the right time. And you know when this is the opportunity that God is placing you, there is to take risks, to take the next step, to move forward. Not when your motivation of your heart wants to, but when God gives you the opportunity, you know when the time is. Sometimes we find it hard to wait, but the test of faith produces patience. Patience is a virtue that the Holy Spirit gives, and that is totally necessary. Very important. For learning to be silent, to learn to be still, not to allow ourselves to be moved by the pleasure or the emotions of the moment. But even if everything is dark, when we hope that the light will shine, and God knows when the moment is. This woman demonstrated that faith. She trusted, despite the fact that she was not an Israelite. She decided, listen to me well, look at this word. She decided and determined in her heart to hide these men as an act of faith, thinking that tomorrow her family and her house will receive protection and salvation. And I say these words to you. I hope that God will speak to your life and you will understand. This woman stayed there in the Bible. You know something? So tremendous was the demonstration of faith that these women expressed to save these men. It was not only written and recorded in the Bible, not because of her sin, not because of what she did or because of what she could have done, but because of what she expressed with her faith at that time. To risk everything to save lives. And it was not just any lives. It was two people, children of God. You know something so great was this woman's expression of faith, that not only did she save her, but her offspring. Listen well. This is powerful. From his offspring came the lineage where Jesus was born. Wow. Is this powerful? Jesus comes from a lineage of woman who was a harlot, and this moves my heart. You know why? Because God, someone else could have been looking. I'm talking about you. God could have been looking for someone else. Maybe someone with a tremendous house, car. God is not interested in any of that. God came for you. God put a degree of faith in your heart to be manifested in this time. You have been waiting for a while, but it comes the right time. And keep your eyes wide open, because you're going to see what the time is. This woman said, it's now or never. She hid those boys. Those two boys left. And when Israel came against Jericho to take it, when its walls fell and they entered to destroy all of them and take the city, the house of Rahab, it had a bandage outside. That bandage, they said, when you see that bandage in a house, do not enter or harm them. Cover them and protect them, because this woman made an act of faith. You know what is going to happen today and what is happening today? While many are running, they are falling because they do not set their sights on heaven, but they are happy with their Jericho. They are sheltered in their Jericho. They think that those walls that they have built by their own strength, with their own money, will support them. But today it's proven, and it's being shown, that those Jericho who have risen for a long time are falling, and that there is no hope. Only he who looks at God, then you have looked at God, you are covered with his blood of Christ, a blood that guards you and that does not look at your sin. But now is the time to make a demonstration. You stay in Jericho, you adapt to what you have, or you decide to take the step of faith today. Today, I am talking about faith that saves. God gave us all that grace, that gift. A faith that can bring us closer to him, that allows us to look to heaven and say, Lord, today I am in regret. Have mercy on me. Today I need you, because it's what's not. I know, because that saving faith, we could have known him. But today is the time. Rahab decided, and God made Rahab. He changed her name. Perhaps someone could remember her past, but God did not remember her sins anymore, because there is no situation, there is no sin so great that God cannot forgive. And today is the time. It's no longer about Rahab. Now it's about you. Make the decision. Prayer. Father, I thank you. Thank you for your word. Thank you for this wonderful word that you remind us of this woman today, not only for what she had done, but for what she did, for that demonstration of faith to which you brought her, a faith that saved her life and saved her whole house, not only her house, but all her generations, to the point of creating a history for her, a house from which the Savior of this world would come. Lord, that shows us that what we have received is only by grace, that we do not deserve anything. But you can make the most beautiful light shine from the darkness. Thank you, Lord. Amen. This is a translation from your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. Blessings.